comes the sun. Do-do-do-do. Here comes the sun. I say, it's alright. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's it's all right. Little darling, the smile's returning to your faces. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Sun, 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 here it comes. 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 When you love someone, you do not love them all the time in exactly the same way from moment to moment. It is an impossibility. It is even a lie to pretend to. And yet this is exactly what most of us demand. We have so little faith in the ebb and flow of life, of love, and of relationships. We leap at the flow of the tide and resist in the terror of the ebb. We are afraid it will never return. We insist on permanency, on duration, on continuity, when the only continuity possible in life as in love is in growth, in fluidity, in freedom. The only real security is not in owning or possessing, not in demanding or expecting, not in hoping even. Security in a relationship lies neither in looking back to what was in nostalgia, not forward to what it might be in dread or anticipation, but living in the present relationship and accepting it as it is now. Relationships must be like islands. One must accept them for what they are here and now, within their limits. Islands surrounded and interrupted by the sea, and continually visited and abandoned by the the tides of life. This was taken from The Gift from the Sea, written by Anne Morrow Lindbergh. Taylor and Caitlin had chosen to incorporate the ancient Celtic ritual of hand fasting in their wedding ceremony today. Hand fasting is a declaration of intent where the couple clearly states that they are marrying on their own free will. Caitlin and Taylor, know now before you go further that since your lives have crossed in this life, you have formed eternal bonds. As you seek to enter this state of matrimony, you should strive to make real ideals that give meaning to the ceremony and to the sanctity of marriage. With full awareness, know that within this circle, you are declaring your intent before your friends and family as witnesses. The promises made today and the ties that are bound here greatly strengthen your union and will cross the years and lives of each soul's growth. Do you seek to enter this ceremony? Please look into each other's eyes. Caitlin, will you share in Taylor's pain and seek to alleviate it?
I will.
Taylor, will you share in Caitlin's pain and seek to alleviate it?
I will.
And so the binding is made. Caitlin, will you share in Taylor's laughter and look for the brightness and the positive in him?
I will.
Taylor, will you share in Caitlin's laughter and look for the brightness and positive in her?
I will.
Caitlin, will you share in Taylor's burdens so that your spirits may grow in this union?
I will.
Taylor, will you share in Caitlin's burdens so that your spirits may grow in this union?
I will.
And so the binding is made. Caitlin, will you share in Taylor's dreams? Taylor, will you share in Caitlin's dreams?
I will.
And so the binding is made. Caitlin, will you take the heat of anger and use it to temper the strength of this union?
I will.
Taylor, will you take the heat of anger and use it to temper the strength of this union?
I will.
And so the binding is made. Caitlin, will you honor Taylor as an equal in this union?
I will.
Taylor, will you honor Caitlin as an equal in this union?
I will.
And so the binding is made. Taylor and Caitlin, as your hands are bound together now, so your lives and spirits are joined in a union of love and trust. The bond of marriage is not formed by these cords, but rather by the vows you have made. For always you hold in your own hands the fate of this union. Above you are stars, and below you is earth. Like stars, your love should be a constant source of light, and like the earth, a firm foundation from which to grow. May these hands be blessed this day always hold each other. May they have the strength to hang on during the storms of stress and the dark of disillusionment. May they remain tender and gentle as they nurture each other in their wondrous love. May they build a relationship founded in love and enriched and caring. May these hands be healer, protector, shelter, and guide for each other. This was the hands of the couple, traditional hand fasting prayer. Now, in the spirit of joy and affirmation, I want to ask your families and friends the questions. You all get a speaking part now. Do you, the families and friends of Taylor and Caitlin, give them your blessing and support, wishing them a wonderful life together?
Yeah!
Ring,
that you may wear it,
that he may wear it,
as a symbol of vows,
as a symbol of my vows, we have made this day.
I pledge you my love and respect.
I pledge you my love and respect.
My laughter and my tears.
My laughter and my tears.
With all that I am, I honor you.
With all that I am, I honor you.
That you may wear it
as a symbol of the vows.
As a symbol of the vows
we have made this day.
We have made this day.
I pledge you my love and respect.
I pledge you my love and respect.
My laughter and my tears.
My laughter and my tears.
With all that I am.
With all that I am.
Now may those who wear these rings live in love all their days. May the love which has brought you together continue to grow and enrich your lives. May you meet with courage the problems which arise to challenge you, and may your relationship always be one of love and trust. May the happiness you share today be with you always, and may every word you have pledged here be a living truth in your lives. Taylor and Caitlin, on behalf of all those present, and by the strength of your own love, I pronounce you married. You may seal your vows with a kiss.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.